soul, the slave of every creature, and the maker of that creature will be punished by hell. Creature makers will be asked to breathe life into every of their images. The command to be made of all the images, pictures, or sounds. Now we'll move on to the next chapter, the chapter of the forbidden of taking all frequencies. بعد ما جاء في كثرة الحلف. Taking all or swearing it takes to shape. Swearing by Allah or swearing by other than Allah. Swearing by other than Allah, it could be major shirk or minor shirk. So somebody swears by other than Allah with the intention and the belief of glorification to that which he swore by, equivalent to the glorification that he has to Allah Azza wa Jal, that represents major shirk. But if somebody swears by other than Allah, without having in his mind that he is glorifying that which he is swearing by, this action represents minor shirk. Swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes also different shapes. People swear by Allah falsely. And that oath will take the one who does it to the hellfire. Or a person might swear by Allah frequently without paying attention. And that represents lack of glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who wants to be establishing tawheed should glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla in all aspects. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Protect your oath. And this protection refers to protecting our tongue so much that we do not swear by Allah frequently and without thinking of what we are saying. Secondly, it encompasses that if we swear by Allah, we should do that which we swore by Allah to do. Unless we find out something that is better than what we have swore by Allah to do. An example, a person says, Wallahi, I'm going to travel tomorrow to this place. And then he finds out staying in his town is better. Then he should do that which is better, but at the same time expiate for his sin, for his oath. And that is to feed 10 poor people, clothe 10 poor people, for emancipate a slave. Then if he cannot do any of those, he should fast 3 days in a row. The third aspect of protecting our soul is that if we swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be trying to carry out what we have done. So in essence, I repeat what I have said. First, we should protect our tongues from rambling and swearing by Allah Azza wa Jal without a purpose. If we swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, we should live up to our oath. And if we do not live up to our oath, then we should do the kafar, which was to feed 10 poor people, clothe 10 people, to emancipate the slave. If not, if those things are not available or we cannot do it, then fast for 3 days in a row. The second hadith that is mentioned in this chapter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-halqu manfaqatun lis-sil'a manfaqatun lil-kathib." By swearing, the seller may persuade the buyer to purchase the goods, but he will be deprived of Allah's blessing. Also, people many times swear by Allah when they are in the market space. Wallahi, this is a very good commodity. Wallahi, I got it yesterday. And they are not truthful in their oath, but they are doing so to sell their product. A person who sells his product by swearing by Allah Azza wa Jal, he's going to be deprived from the blessings in his gain. Either his gain will be destroyed altogether, or his gain will not have the barakah in it. Also, there's another hadith that concerns this chapter. ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم أشيمط زان وعائل مستكبر ورجل جعل الله بضاعته لا يشتري إلا بيمينه ولا يبيع إلا بيمينه. Three types of people Allah does not speak to them, nor He purifies them, and they're going to receive great torment. Ushaymitun Zan, an elderly person who goes after fornication. And a person who is poor, yet he is arrogant. And a person who makes the name of Allah his commodity. He buys by his own and he sells by his own. Those three types of people, Allah does not speak to them, and we have said before that speaking is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does not purify them, and they're going to receive great punishment. The first one of which is the person who is old. And people, when they get old, their sexual drive is not as intense as those who are young. But this person is old, and his hair is now getting salt and pepper. This is what it means to shame us. Yet he's still going after this. His punishment is more severe than the young person who is going after this. Because the motive for him to do that is less. Yet he is still going after it, and that shows that he is evil. Similarly, the person that he is poor, nevertheless, he is arrogant. Because this person who is poor and arrogant does not have any reason to be arrogant. So this is why they are arrogant. But this person who is poor, you have nothing to be arrogant about. That shows that he himself is evil. Also, the third person is the person who makes the name of Allah his commodity. Oh, wallahi, this is good. Wallahi, I bought this for this. Every time he wants to do something, he swears by Allah. Fourthly. Another hadith that is in the chapter of the two hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ أُمَّتِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ قال عمران فلا أدفع ويضبشن and the one of his generation testified the one who delivered for he was responsible are not going to be even nobody is going to ask for their testimony yet they impose themselves and they deliver what they have to say. And it says here, and they're going to be obese. We know that obese is not something for us to be punished for, because something we cannot control. But here, it refers to that attribute of them to show you that they love just to eat and to sit around. And usually when people eat and sit around, the only thing they do is to talk about each other people. Is that true?
No.
Also another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثم يجيء قوم تسبق شهادة أحدهم يمينه ويمينه شهادته. Also the best of the people of my generation and the one who after them and the one who after them, then people will come that the person, his oath and his testimony will be rated with one another. Testimony has oath nation. He might break the parchment and start companion of his dying, which is either 110 and or 120 after migration, which makes his generation is 133 years. And the last one of the followers who died in 180, which makes the generation of the followers to be 80 years. And the last one of the follower of the follower who died in the year 220, which makes their generation is 40 years. So all of that time is the generation of the Prophet, and then the next generation and the next generation. But not every person who lived in that time is included in this recommendation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only those his companions, those who met his companions, and those who met his companions. Because I want to mention that, because if some people understand the generation to be 100 years apart. Hasn't it been the world that usually for, but at the time of Ibrahim and Nafa'i, the children used to get beaten for breaking their promises or for the testimony. Is the issue like this?
Admonishment to protect oaths. Declaration that by swearing the goods of souls may depart the blessing. Threat of severe punishment for those who do not buy or sell without swearing. Warning that committing sin for small reasons or no reason decreases the degree of sin.
That comes from the old man who bears salt and pepper and still after going after dinner.
Censure of the Lord for what happened after.
Also, this chapter is related to our Tawheed. And this relation is as follows. If we glorify Allah, we have to protect the covenant of Allah. If we honor the Prophet, we have to protect the covenant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he mentioned in this chapter the ayah, وَأَوْفُ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And fulfill the covenant of Allah, and when you have convention. Isn't that how you read it?
Yes.
Covenant.
Covenant.
And break not the oath after you have confirmed them. And indeed you have appointed Allah your spirit, and verily Allah knows what you do. So in this ayah we are ordained to keep up our promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and think of the covenant that we have between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you remember, in the first chapter of At-Tawheed, we discussed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an obligation upon himself, and what is the obligation of the slave towards Allah. Who can tell me that?
That the obligation upon us to Allah is that we worship Allah and alone. And then Allah's obligation on us is that if we do so, then He shall not punish us.
Yeah. Then the next hadith is the hadith that is concerning the rules and regulations concerning when people go to war. We're going to leave for you the responsibility to read this hadith, but we're going to read the last portion of this hadith, which is related to our topic. It says, وَإِذَا حَاصَرْتَ أَهْلَ حِصْنٍ فَأَرَادُوكَ أَن تَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ ذِمَّةَ اللَّهِ وَذِمَّةَ نَبِيِّهِ فَلَا تَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ ذِمَّةَ اللَّهِ وَذِمَّةَ نَبِيِّهِ ولكن اجعل لهم ذمتك وذمة أصحابك فإنكم إن تغفروا ذممكم وذمة أصحابكم أهون من أن تغفروا ذمة الله وذمة نبيه وإذا حاصرت أهل حصن فأرادوك أن تنزلهم على حكم الله فلا تنزلهم ولكن أنزلهم على حكمك فإنك لا تدري أصيب فيهم حكم الله أم لا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told his Amir when he was about to send him off on an expedition, if you put the people of a fort under siege and they want you to give them the promise of Allah and the promise of His Messenger, do not give them the promise of Allah and the promise of the Messenger, but give them your promise and the promise of those who are with you. Because if you break your own promises and the promise of your friends, it's easier then to breach the promise that you made by Allah and the promise that you made by His Messenger. Also, if you put the people of a fort under your siege and they want you to give them the ruling of Allah, do not give them the ruling of Allah, but tell them, I'm going to rule by my own ruling. Because you do not know if you're going to be on target when you are ruling. So in this hadith, the important part of it, that breaking a promise of Allah is severe. This is why the Prophet ﷺ said to his Amir, put the people under your own promise, because that would be easier than breaking a promise of Allah. That does not mean we can go about and break our promises, still a sin, but not as severe as a break of promise of Allah and of His Messenger. And all of that showed us the importance of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said that, we talk here inshaAllah and we read the issue.
The difference between the protection of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the protection of the Muslims. Direction to choose the less dangerous alternative. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command, fight with the name of Allah and the way of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command, fight against those who disbelieve in Allah. The Prophet ﷺ's command, seek Allah's help and fight with them. There is a difference between the command of Allah and that of the ulama. that the companion is necessary to be judged without knowing if you would agree with the law judgment or not.
The next chapter is the chapter of to swear and to take the oath upon Allah. This chapter about rajat al-iqsami ala Allah. The chapter concerns when a person swears upon Allah. And this has also an implication to it. A person swears upon Allah and something that Allah has created. Say, Wallahi Allah created the mountain. Wallahi Allah is going to punish the disbelievers. That is something is truthful. And there's no harm in it. So somebody says, Wallahi Allah is going to put the disbelievers in the hellfire. This is saying something true, and Allah will promise Allah. The other type of swearing is to swear that Allah will not do something. And sometimes people will do that because they have a great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example of that is one of the companions when a dispute happened between his sister and another woman, and they wanted to punish his sister by breaking her tooth, just like she broke the tooth of that woman. This man said, Wallahi, the tooth of Al-Rabi'a, which is his sister, is not going to be broken. So he did not swear that to reject the rule of Al-Qisas, of the punishment. But he is saying that hoping that the family of that woman would forego their life. And verily, they did do that. And this is reflect upon the hadith that we mentioned a few times, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّ. Some of the slaves of Allah, if they swear upon Allah, Allah will fulfill their request. The third type of swearing upon Allah, when a person does that out of arrogance and self-admiration. And this part, or this type, is forbidden, and a person who does that, he runs into the risk of having his action to be nullified. And this is the hadith that we are mentioning this time, where عن جندة بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رجل والله لا يغفر الله لفلان فقال الله عز وجل من ذا الذي يتآلى علي ألا أغفر لفلان إني قد غفرت له وأحفظت عمله رواه مسلم. وفي حديث أبي هريرة أن القائل رجل عادل قال أبو هريرة تكلم بكلمة أو بقض مياه وآخرته.
A man said, by Allah will not forgive such and such person. Thereupon Allah Azza wa Jal said, who is he who swears about me that I will not grant pardon to so and so? I have granted pardon to so and so and blotted out your swears deeds. According to another hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the man who said it was a faithful worshipper. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu.
See, the worshipper does not say the legal worshipper. Say a worshipper.
Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, his one statement destroyed life in this world and the hereafter.
Because in doing so, he is swearing that Allah is not going to forgive so and so out of arrogance and self-admiration. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not to speak on his behalf without knowledge. Speaking on his behalf without knowledge might reach the level of shirk. And we know if a person commits shirk, his deed will be now unvoided. Speak for us to issue.
Warning against taking an oath binding on Allah. No fire is closer to us than the laces of our shoes.
Yes, that's taken. This person said one word without consideration, and that was the consequence of it, which you heard.
So with regard, in this hadith, it is described that a man sometimes utters a sentence unintentionally, but the consequences of that are great. Sometimes a man gets forgiveness of all that he will need because of a most detested matter.
هذا الكتاب فينا finish this chapter. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I will pray Isha, and after the Isha prayer, if you have any questions, we will inshallah fulfill them.